Hey, this is Matt Anderson with the Physical Rehab and Performance Minute. Today I just wanted to talk really quickly about a course I attended over the weekend. It was Exercise Strategies and Progressions for Musculoskeletal Dysfunction. It was a University of St. Augustine course. Really great course, and I enjoyed it a great deal. A lot of it was review, but then emphasizing principles of exercise that oftentimes we kind of forget or gloss over. I do, at least. One of the main points that I took from it is that I need to slow down with exercise, and what I mean by that is really think about the reasoning behind each exercise I prescribe, whether it's an aerobic exercise or strengthening, endurance, what are the sets and reps, what are the rest periods, and really focus on one piece at a time. Not that you can't work multiple areas or multiple components or modes at the same time, but really have reasoning behind my selection of the exercise, what impairments I want to work on, the repetitions and the sets of the exercise, and then get out of the mindset of the cookie cutter 3x10, which I don't do that all the time, but sometimes that's the home exercise program. And is that really the best thing? Should they be doing the exercises every day, or do they need a day of rest in between? What's the progression of the aerobic program and why? What's their, you know, their base level of strength or endurance? What are we working for range of motion? So just an encouragement to really think about and have an explanation for each intervention, in this case, exercise, that you select for each patient or client or athlete or whatever you're programming for, and be able to discuss your progression and regression for the exercises for each visit. So just a little broad insight on that course. I really enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, email me at andersonphysiotherapy@gmail.com. Thanks.